continuing to learn the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. It's brought down in the words of the Ramah. Moshe Yisraelis tells us, Shigam b'sefer Torah echad ein korin l'adam echad l'shnei aliyos ol aliyah l'machdir. That the Shulchan Aruch states that a person is not allowed to get more than one aliyah on the same day. And he says, the Ramah, expounding upon this, says that which he says, it means that even if one of the aliyos was maftir, the second one would be maftir, nonetheless, that's not acceptable. We don't want the same person to get two aliyos. But Tom, the reason why he brings down over here is Mishum, Barov Am Hadras Melech. Barov Am Hadras Melech. Which means, and he says, V'hadarhu, she has Zayin Gavri b'Zayin aliyos, maftir od oil. It's better to spread the wealth instead of having one person getting all the aliyahs. Bravam, let everyone participate, getting a separate aliyah, and that's the more appropriate way of doing it. However, he says that there are exceptions, that there are some times in which one is allowed to get even more than one aliyah. Mikivan shatamhu mishum bravam hadras melech. And the reason is it's not such a tremendous reason. Of course, it's important, Rovam Hadras Melech, but nonetheless, that reason gives us a little bit of wiggle room in halacha. Lachin kasa poskim, that's the reason why it's brought down among the poskim that there are some exceptions. For example, to kishesh sorech, that there's some need to give this person a second aliyah, makilim is that we can be lenient. Kagon, for example, the Shabbos chazon, in which is the custom, bekamim and komos, in some communities, shaharav olagam le'aliyaso hakavua. He says that when it comes to some communities, the morda atra would receive possibly shishi, shlishi, and not only that, vegam l'machtir. They would get the exact same day, you would get two aliyahs. Also machtir on Shabbos Chazon. And it's brought down over here, shechein nohagin b'krakow, shaharav oyla b'Shabbos Chazon, gam l'shlishi v'gam l'machtir. So this is something which is done in some communities. L'chein, this is another reason why one can get more than one aliyah. Kohen olevi sh'ola b'tchila, so he gave the Kohen aliyah number one, or the Levi, second aliyah. The Ishlehem yard sites, and they have a yard site, so it's possible that they could be content with the aliyah they received, but it's possible that it's a community in which the person who has a yard site, that individual gets maftir. And if that's the case, then Yecholim l'alos shuv l'maftir. We will allow you to call this same person up who already got the first or second aliyah, also maftir. V'chein, so too, kol adam shekana aliyas maftir. Let's say a person, there was a bidding going on, which some shuls do Yom Nerayim, some do it more often. Nonetheless, this person rightfully purchased the honor of maftir, ubatos, and unfortunately they made a mistake, and they honored him with a different aliyah, so you can't say, well, too bad, you got an aliyah, so I'm not giving you maftir, yochel al shuv al maftir. Since we made the mistake, and he did rightfully pay for that honor of maftir, he certainly can get a maftir, even though that will be aliyah number two for him. That's not an issue. It brings down over here, in the event, she'im en shem kohen elohu, in the event that there's only one kohen in town, at least in the shul, afal chadchila, yochel lasos kain, there's nothing wrong, l'chadchila, you're allowed to do so, give him the first aliyah. V'in sarach lotzeis from Beis HaKnesses, this individual who has the yard site and wants to get the maftir, he does not have to leave the shul, k'dei shul yitnu lo aliyah b'rishona. Now, so again, if the custom is that the person gets the maftir and he's the only kohen, we don't require him to exit the building or the shul. V'im eino rotzel alos beis palmim, let's say he feels a little uncomfortable about doing such a awkward thing, getting two aliyahs, then sarach latzeis from beis achneses of aliyahs kohen. As we said, that we do in fact require the kohen to walk out. If we're going to say that there's no kohen around, there really should not be a kohen around. Then he says like this in the Pesukei Teshuvos, which we'll conclude with. He says, ah, kol amar lahakil b'zeh, even though we did mention some times where one can be lenient and allow the same person to get two aliyos on the same day, same shul, enu ela ima haya acher sh'ola v'hifzik ben shnei aliyosav. You can't get so greedy that you're going to get Aliyah after an Aliyah, of course, with the exception of a Kohen, if there's no Levi. But other than that, we're not going to allow you to get an Aliyah one, right after the other. Of Aliyahs Adam, Echad L'Shnei Aliyos, Zachazeh, Asubachol Inyan, that's something which is not allowed for Aliyah right after the other. Afilu, Shekanish, Masik, we don't care if even there's a Kanish in between. It's necessary, if we are going to be lenient, that there has to be an Aliyah in between.